Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free, 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can go and actually create the content of the site. So not only can you call in and bring up anything you want, but you can also basically edit the website. And the way you do it is you can submit different items from around the web as show prep, as we call them. It can be a news item, it can be a YouTube video, whatever it is you think our listeners will enjoy or find interesting. And then once you submit it, then it becomes a part of the upcoming stories queue when others can then vote on whether they like or dislike your submission. You get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
All right. So I want to start out tonight with what appears to be some pretty big news. At least there's a lot of buzz about it in the Liberty community. Certainly a number of people here in the Shire in New Hampshire have been talking about this is a good time to reach out to people in North Carolina and encourage them to leave and to get to a place where people are more tolerant. Because the news story from UPI is that North Carolina's overwhelming approval of a constitutional amendment declaring marriage solely between a man and a woman has brought outrage on both sides. Supporter of the amendment in Carver's County, about 20 miles north of northeast of Charlotte, showed himself in a YouTube video firing a shotgun twice at a neighbor's lawn sign that encouraged people to vote against the amendment, according to the UPI review of the video. He said, "That's how we deal with it around here," according to the man who identified himself as Alex Wild.
So there's a video of a man. The police are happy to crack down on anybody who gets some video of police abuse up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But they find somebody with actual video of a crime, in this case vandalism,
yep,
and what appears to be criminal threatening of some sort
property
or another.
Property destruction, sure.
But I mean, certainly what he's doing is vandalizing this person's yard sign. And I wonder, how many days in jail has this man spent?
That's a good question. It doesn't mention here that he's been arrested, but let me continue here with the story. An anti-amendment voter, Cameron Hughes, told the Raleigh News and Observer that he considered the amendment an embarrassment and pathetic. He says, "I'm ashamed to have to come out here and vote on something like this. And if the polls are right, I'm ashamed that apparently a large majority of the citizens of my state are pro-bigotry." Campaigners for and against the amendment, which passed 61% to 39% on Tuesday, called a steady stream of complaints into the Wake County Board of Elections in Raleigh during the daytime, each side complaining about the opponent's alleged illegal electioneering. County Deputy Elections Director Gary Sims said, "I've never seen anything like this." The North Carolina Amendment declares, quote, "Marriage between one man and one woman is the only domestic legal union that shall be valid or recognized in this state."
Okay, so they've got a real legal problem with that, and I don't care whether it's in their constitution or not, because their constitution, while they're a member of the United States of America, is subservient to the United States Constitution, which has a clause in it that says that states must recognize contracts from other states.
Mm.
And so therefore, if the state of New Hampshire allows people to contract in the sacrament of marriage or whatever you want to call it, then every other state in the union should have to recognize that, as I understand these rules to be.
That's a good point, Mark. And so I wonder, that's obviously going to result in people going out, getting married, moving to, or that live in North Carolina, going somewhere else to get married and then coming back there.
As it's been for a long time in other states. I think this is really the first. I mean, there was Prop 8 in California, right? I'm not even sure if Prop 8 passed. I can't remember.
It did.
With Obama, because the suggestion is that when Obama really got the black vote out. But the black vote is fiscally liberal but socially conservative, is the suggestion that I've heard. I don't know whether that's true or not.
So what I'd like to see happen here, maybe North Carolina and all the bigots there can just go ahead and secede. You know, if they don't like the fact that the U.S. government is going to force them to honor contracts like gay marriages, then maybe that'll give them a good reason to leave the union, and then maybe many other places can also leave as well. And those of us who appreciate freedom and individual liberty and honoring our neighbor's choices, you know, then we can all move together to the same place like here in New Hampshire and not have to worry about bigotry anymore.
This really strikes me as two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. You know, I mean, I don't know the statistics on how what the gay population, how it numbers in North Carolina. I honestly don't know, but
it's likely not a majority of the population. It's probably not even a plurality of the population.
But I can speak for New Hampshire, and where marriage is legal, gay marriage is legal here, and I'm very pro-gay marriage. One of my dearest friends is gay and has been married here for many years. And, you know, if she can find someone that she is happy with and wants to get sanctioned by the state, bless her heart. You know, I don't think she should have any. I don't think she should have fewer rights than I would with a state recognized spouse in terms of benefits or visitation rights in the hospital or anything like that.
Absolutely.
And it just seems incredibly unfair to me. And I do compare it to civil rights and slavery. And if you put the question to the people in the South of at the time it was happening, of whether slavery should be illegal or legal, I'm sure we would have a similar result such as this, that people
just
would
because,
vote.
Just because the vote's popular doesn't make it right.
That's right. Correct.
Exactly.
And so it's absolutely true. Absolutely true. Now, I don't know why in the world gay people would necessarily want a state-sanctioned marriage, but if that's what they want to do, I don't feel like the government should be telling people who want to live together and contract to live together for the rest of their lives and love each other or whatever it is they're contracting to do in their marriage, then you know, why shouldn't they do it? I don't see any reason. And
the tentacles of the state pass into so many different things, and this is why I am so vehemently, I mean, even my friends won't go and testify before committees every year it comes up in New Hampshire.
Wait,
even
why
now.
Won't they go and testify?
They just won't, because they're not political. And even if they were, they don't really feel like they're heard. They think that's out of their hands.
I don't feel like they are either.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I mean, I've been to these committee hearings, and a lot of cases it's like being in court where you're talking to the man in the robe, but he doesn't. Like, for instance, here in the local courthouse, he'll just sit there and write on something the whole time you're trying to speak to him.
Yeah, he knows what his answer is to your questions
to
before
them,
you talk to him.
It's a gut-wrenching, incessant fight that never goes away.
It's true.
It's every
year.
So they
just
shut
up and pay
up,
right?
Are we going to be married anymore? They look at each other. They love each other. They want to be together forever, and they're a fantastic couple. And they're some of my favorite people on the planet. But I can't even imagine, as a heterosexual, I can't even imagine what it would be like to marry someone, to go through a commitment ceremony of whatever kind, and then have the state every year be like, okay, well, it's subject to popular vote.
Right, just have it pulled right out from under you because at the whims of some politician.
So if your spouse is in a coma and you are listed as next of kin, if gay marriage is legal, then you can go visit your spouse. You can make decisions about their care. Mm-hmm. If you're living in a state where civil unions or gay marriage is not legal, you're deferring to a family that may not approve of your lifestyle or of your spouse, your choice in spouse, people you may have been estranged from for most of your life. And it just throws so many wrenches into it. It's just so emotionally distressful for them. I can't really blame them for not anteing up every year and going up and saying, you know what, people, screw you.
And it bears mentioning that the reason for the proliferation of the marriage license was to prevent black people and white people from marrying, deciding that they were going to live together. So, I mean, it is a license of exclusion and has been for its whole period. I mean, really, how would the world be be worse if the state didn't sanction marriage, if the state wasn't even involved in marriage. I mean, really, in this day and age, when half of marriages result in divorce, why in the heck is the state involved in the first place?
I hope we're getting there, and I brought in some show prep. I can't even remember if we talked about it months ago, about Mexico limiting marriages to a contractual basis, that you would have to renew your marriage contract over a 3 to 10 year period.
We're going to come back with more here shortly. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, of course, over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the various features that are waiting for you there. We've got the webcam, which allows you to watch and listen to the show, as well as interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And you can see that, and it's all there completely free. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Mark, tell me about something important.
That's gold.freetalklive.com. If you're going to buy precious metals and you're going to do it and you're going to do it from one of the sort of major online retailers, you want to do it through gold.freetalklive.com. You're going to get the guarantee that you're going to get your product. I mean, you never know what's going to happen if you purchase through, say, an online auction site. And you're going to get your, you know, gold quickly. And you're going to get, you know, you're going to get guarantees. They'll be able to, they'll buy it back from you if, you know, when you want to sell it. So you can always sell it to one of those. And you want to get the best price. Gold.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with Midas Resources in order to bring you the best prices you're likely to find on online retailers. And on hand-picked gold and silver pieces, you can go there, see the huge selection we have. It's gold.freetalklive.com. When you buy from there, you're helping Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Talking about a story out of North Carolina where there was an election, I guess, yesterday, and there was a vote taken regarding a North Carolina amendment to their constitution, which would declare marriage between one man and one woman, and that it's the only domestic legal union that shall be valid or recognized in the state. Not only that, the amendment also bans not just same-sex marriage, but also civil unions and domestic partnerships of any kind. So Republican State Senator Dan whoever said, "We didn't want civil union to be a marriage clone." So, I mean, these guys are completely unwilling to budge on this. I mean, even at least here in New Hampshire, where gay marriage is legal, and it did survive the first challenge, because there were some bureaucrats that tried to turn that over this year, if I'm not mistaken. Was that earlier this year? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, so they tried to get rid of gay marriage and make it back into, like, a civil union thing. They failed at that.
I believe there were three measures that were proposed, and one was just absolutely beyond the pale, in my opinion. It would have nullified all gay marriages in New Hampshire and made them civil unions. And I know that there were some liberty-minded reps who tried to kind of shift it. But I really loved Seth Cohn's effort to completely just erase the proposed bill and say, okay, we are now going to propose that we ban marriages between left-handed people. Left-handed people cannot marry. And there was a protest in front of the State House. And
that's not right.
Fantastic. They can't marry left-handed people. They can marry right-handed people, as I recall.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. And it's just, to me, it's just such a disgusting thing.
That was kind
thing.
Of tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah. Yeah. It was that's very tongue-in-cheek, and it was very effective. And it gave, to at least my friends in the gay community, it gave them great heart to know that there were representatives who weren't just trying to take their rights away.
And who were Republicans, too. Which is interesting to point out. You know, as I've mentioned before, New Hampshire's kind of a different animal in the political world. Like, the Democrats are pro-gun. A lot of Democrats are pro-gun. I'm not going to say all of them are, but a lot of them are. Republicans, in this case, voted overwhelmingly for gay marriage on this particular vote. Because if it weren't for the Republican support, then it never would have.
Republicans were in the majority, the vast majority of the House at that point.
So the Republicans actually voted in favor of gay marriage here in New Hampshire, yet down in North Carolina, Republicans voted against gay marriage. So, you know, you brought up something, Nemi, a moment ago that I thought was important to focus on a little bit further before we go and talk more about what's going on in North Carolina, and that is that you've got a couple, was it a lesbian couple?
Yeah.
Okay, so a lesbian couple, friends of yours.
My eldest friends in the world.
They, great couple, been together for a while, they've got a gay marriage here in
finally,
in
yes.
And you say that it's pretty frustrating for folks to have to keep going forward to the State House, because every year or 2 years, I think, they can come forward with another piece of legislation.
Lately, it's been every year.
I thought there was a rule against that. I thought they have to do it every other year.
It doesn't. I don't think it's restricted on topic. I think it's restricted on the same verbiage of the same bill.
Shows what I know. But so every year, there's some bigots in the legislature are going to come back around. They're going to try to change this. Just like in Alaska, when they passed a marijuana provision that allowed for regular people to possess marijuana, not a medical thing, but a decriminalization measure. It was, you know, the next year they're right back at it trying to criminalize marijuana again. So it's, yeah. It's never ending.
Seatbelts, too.
Yeah, seatbelts keep coming back. Of course, here in New Hampshire, you don't have to wear a seatbelt.
It's the only state where it's not legally required to wear a seatbelt.
They bring it back over and over again. So it's always this constant, ongoing fight. It never ceases. And it can really burn people out. People aren't interested in coming up to defend their freedoms.
And they
which you said you don't blame them for.
I don't. I certainly don't, because I know they deal with it enough on a daily basis. I know I deal with enough BS just being female. On a daily basis or a weekly basis that, you know, I'm not going to go out and triumph for women's rights. I can understand how it gets old.
I can understand it, too. And I don't blame anybody for wanting to stay home and focus on their own lives. I never would blame anyone for doing that. Obviously, you only, you know, have this one life, so you should do it in the way that you want. But on the other hand, I do have to blame people, because if people don't do anything, then things just get worse.
I don't agree with the characterization that people aren't doing anything. The last time that this particular bill that we're talking about in New Hampshire came up, 700 people showed up and filled Reps Hall, which is at the third largest parliamentary body in the English-speaking world.
That's correct,
get my stats here right. Mm-hmm. And it's a huge room. 700 people showed up, and only 3 people spoke in favor of the bill that would have rescinded gay marriage, and the rest were people like me who were just
so
enraged. I was intending to go. I did not end up going.
I'm glad I didn't make the drive because
friends of mine were up there, other friends of mine were up there and said, you know what, it's standing room only, they've counted the cards, it's overwhelmingly in favor of keeping gay marriage intact.
Great. I'm glad there were enough people to go up there, and that's good. Obviously not everyone has to take action, but the reason why we're here now with all of the control and the taxes and the regulations and the, you know, the obedience training and the red light cameras and all this stuff is because people would rather do nothing. That's the reason why the New Hampshire Free State Project is happening, because people are frustrated with the fact that people are a bunch of do-nothings, and they want to get together with other people who are willing to stand up and who are willing to take the time and the effort to speak out in favor of other people's liberty, whether it's their own liberty that's threatened or not. Like, I'm not gay, but I still support gay marriage and equal rights for everybody.
Now, I do love several people in the Free State Project, but this is why I stay in New Hampshire. I'm a New Hampshire native, and this is how I was raised to be. You have your fundamental idea of what is constitutionally right, what's morally right, and that you do engage your government. This is how I was raised, and that was why I was here, and that predates, it's not something the Free State Project brought here. It's what makes New Hampshire awesome, and why one of the reasons I believe the Free State Project chose New Hampshire as a destination. Absolutely love it here. I'm going to die in this godforsaken state.
Oh, I think you're right. That is one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen as the Free State Project's state of choice, because it does have that live free or die mentality. People are willing to, you know, stand up for their neighbors, and that's important.
If you look at the proposed legislation in the state, and if it's moving to infringe upon people's liberties, chances are it has been sponsored by a rep who has moved here from another state.
There's more coming up. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio here, it's Ian.
Nami.
And Mark.
And by the way, those features on the site include our mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can go to m.freetalklive.com, m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. You'll find links to our live streams there, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions. So different size streams for different bandwidths of internet connections. Go to m, like mobile, .freetalklive.com. to see all that. All right, so we've been talking about the Free State Project a little bit here because the folks down in North Carolina have voted significantly, unfortunately, in favor of banning any form, not just of gay marriage, but also to ban
civil
domestic
unions?
Partnerships or civil unions. Anything at all that could possibly resemble two gay people getting together in some sort of an agreement to love one another for the rest of their lives.
I got a surprise for the folks in North Carolina. There are gay people living together in domiciles all over your
state. Don't give them ideas.
And you can't do anything about it.
Don't give them ideas. They'll probably try to ban that next.
It's just nuts. Now, obviously, everybody...
There shall not be two men living together.
Everybody in North Carolina didn't vote for this or anything like that. But the ones that did...
61% of the voters voted for this.
This isn't about
I would be interested in knowing how what percentage of the population, the voting population, turned up. I'd also be interested in seeing the returns from the particular cities, because there are... gay. I hate to put it this way, but gay friendly communities in North Carolina.
Sure.
I wouldn't compare it to the Mecca of Provincetown in Massachusetts, but there are more friendly communities than others. And I'd be interested in seeing the returns of how many people showed up and what the percentage of the votes were. But it blows my mind that people are just so. I just come back to the two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner and what's right, and me telling you, Ian, what you can or can't do in your bedroom or who you can do it with.
It's very intolerant, and that's why I wanted to suggest that people who love liberty and who want to respect their neighbor's choices, because I know that in order to be free, I have to allow others to be free. And clearly, a lot of people in North Carolina don't understand that. So we'd like to invite folks that understand that to go to freestateproject.org and learn more about the Free State Project. In fact, mark your calendars for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is happening June 18th through the 24th. That's coming up in just over a month from now. It is going to be here before you know it.
Yep.
And most importantly, since we're on the subject of gay marriage, there will be the third annual big gay dance party at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Which is mostly attended by straight people.
Well, yeah, I mean,
dressing
the movement
up
is
like they, you know, some characteristic gay person.
The movement is mostly straight people, but we're very, very gay friendly, obviously.
Absolutely.
And the gay dance party is thrown by gay people, so it's not like it's a bunch of straight people putting on the gay dance party. That would be kind of poserish. But it is a lot of fun. And Mark, did you stop into it last year?
Yes. I just wanted to see what you looked like in there.
It was silly, wasn't it? So go to porkfest.com, porcfest.com. Again, June 18th through the 24th, Free Talk Live. We will be broadcasting live every single night of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, starting a night early. So we'll actually be there from the 17th through the night of the 23rd. And so it's going to be a lot of fun.
I was thinking what you had on was more like, best described as, say, an abomination.
That's great.
I thought it was great. Actually, I paid a costume designer for that, Mark. She did a great job. 855-450-FREE. We continue here. You can comment
on... still wear the hat.
You can comment on the North Carolina situation here if you'd like, or bring up anything you want. Alex is in Oregon. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I wanted to ask a couple things. Yesterday, Mark was talking about how he's read... FBI.
You're a little muffled there. Can you talk right into your phone?
Hear you.
Sorry. Mark had said that he'd read a white paper about Bitcoin from the FBI.
Yes.
And I've been searching and searching for it, and I can't find it.
I'd like to say I read about a white paper from the FBI on Bitcoin, but I'll see if I can find it and post it at freetalklive.com on as one of those upload show prep things.
Great. Super. And the other thing is, you keep talking about how you've been in jail and your experience in jail and the people you met and so on and so forth.
Yep.
I've never heard the story about how exactly you got into jail. And
you're pretty much going to have to tell this once every 6 months, Mark.
Yeah, I think it's fair. I mean, I try whenever I mention that I was, anything about jail, my experience there, I try to say I was in jail, but, you know, it's really difficult to rattle off whatever the story was.
Well, plus, don't you have to be careful due to some sort of Son of Sam law?
I have to be careful.
What does that mean?
As I understand it, and I was advised by an attorney, basically I can't profit from anything that has to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I don't want to give the trolls too much out there to go with, but essentially I was in a hotel room where a man was killed.
You were 17.
I was 17 years old. I was, I didn't have any idea. I didn't intend to kill anybody. I didn't kill anybody, and I didn't know that anyone was going to be killed. That was not what happened. I mean, I must say that I was involved, but I didn't kill anybody, and didn't know that it was going to happen. Had no intention of doing it. My co-defendant, I took him to the airport, and the police caught up with me a couple of days later. I told a lie. This is what I went to jail for, was telling a lie, because you can believe I would have gotten out of everything if I would have just told them what they wanted to know. I'm relatively certain on that. Or completely kept my mouth shut. One of the two. But you know, so I ended up going from accessory after the fact to homicide, I believe was my first charge, to a second-degree murder once they caught him and he decided to implicate me in a, you know, in a further role than I had taken in the crime. But at that point, I had told two lies, so I couldn't really begin telling the truth, you know, so my story was of no value. And when he decides to tell something, they, you know, went ahead and gave him 30 years and gave me 25. I did.
Wow.
8.5 years on that 25, was released by a ruling from the Florida Supreme Court, and haven't been back since. Except when I tried to cross the border into Canada. Did you know it's against the law to cross the border as a felon into Canada? I didn't know that.
You can't, even in New Hampshire, DWI is not a felony, but they will not let you into Canada if you have a DWI. They'll turn you around and say, go home.
That's correct.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much. I didn't realize it was quite such an exciting story. I thought it would be like tax evasion or something.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Well, at least if it were tax evasion, it would be heroic. But and thank you, by the way, Alex, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. You made a series of poor choices when you were 17. Led you to the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yep, indeed. I'm responsible for my actions, and I'm not going to say I'm not. I'm not going to take responsibility for actions I didn't take, but I certainly will take responsibility for the ones that I did.
855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. Again, North Carolina banning any form of gay marriage, union, partnership, all completely banned by a new amendment that was voted on yesterday, 61% in favor of this amendment. According to some bigoted Republican senator, we didn't want civil union to be a marriage clone. He says we wanted that institution to be protected, not just the word. About 12% of North Carolina domestic partnerships are between same-sex couples, according to 2010 U.S. Census data. Evangelist Billy Graham, who is 93, urged voters to support the amendment, which 11 family law professors at seven North Carolina universities said could deprive unmarried women of protections against domestic abuse while restricting child custody and visitation rights for unmarried gay or straight couples.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it affects every aspect of your life.
Right, so this isn't just affecting gay couples either. This is affecting domestic partnerships of any kind, civil unions of any kind. Just to make sure we're crystal clear on what just happened in North Carolina.
So if you want to be a domestic partner, you need to go, and you're heterosexual, you need to go get yourself a real live God-blessed marriage.
Get yourself a certificate. The Tar Heel state already prohibited gay marriage by statute, but amendment backers said it was important to enshrine the ban in the state constitution so a judge or future legislature would have a hard time overturning it.
I think it's just disgusting.
These guys have gone as far as they possibly can.
That's as far as they possibly can.
I think the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, will overturn this.
But it wouldn't go anywhere. The majority of Americans support gay marriage, so it wouldn't go anywhere.
I'm not sure that that's even true, and I don't care.
We're back with more in moments. 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. Free Talk Live.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got a lot of them and they're all for free. But if you want to, you can help support the show by shopping with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there. And then when you click into one of those links, there's one for the U.S., one for U.K., Canada. Click into the one that's right for you. Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So whatever it is you're looking to buy, Amazon probably sells it. I've got dozens of categories in which you can shop over at shop.freetalklive.com. So head on over there and get the stuff you're looking for and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. Shop.freetalklive.com. Disturbing.
Before you go on, yes. SciPhase is posting those white papers over at freetalklive.com right now. I've never actually posted anything on our website because...
Well, that's a shame, Mark. But you should try that sometime.
I don't do post. Why would I post show prep?
I totally understand. Maybe you should try it just so you know what the price is.
I should
is like.
Try
but
it. Because,
but
I never
fans
considered
know what you're talking about.
Indeed, but is the time to learn during the commercial break?
No, probably okay. Not.
That's what I'm saying.
So the number here, 855-453. There's disturbing news out of North Carolina, where 61% of the voting population, those who voted in yesterday's election, voted to basically ban not just gay marriage, but also any form of domestic partnership, any form of civil union. So it's a huge hit against the gay community, but also a hit against anybody who wants to live together without having a marriage. I mean, they've really just gone...
A state-sanctioned relationship.
Yeah.
I think the way that I've come to want it in my own life is I don't want a state-sanctioned relationship. What I want is someone who has the contractual ability to be a power of attorney or make medical decisions on my behalf, and so I've drawn up the paperwork that gives them that authority in the face of the state, or an agent of the state, be it a hospital or a doctor, that says, I have the authority to tell you to pull the plug on her.
And you can do that? Is that like something a lawyer said that's possible?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's just like a contract then?
Yep.
Oh, okay, great.
Sure is.
Great.
So it doesn't come with the nifty title of domestic partner or husband or wife or whatever, civilly unioned. What, I don't even know all the terms anymore.
Partner.
Boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. It doesn't matter to me.
I'm glad to hear about that, because I thought that being married was the only way you could do that. So it's nice to know that you could just get into some sort of an agreement.
It used to be. It's coming around that now you have living wills and powers of attorney that you can execute if it wasn't the person I'm dating or the person I'm married to or the person I'm living with, it could be my best friend. Or it could be a stranger it doesn't have to be biologically next of kin.
Got
or
it.
Like an estranged family member or whatever.
Anyone who's willing to consent to it.
Correct.
Okay, cool. Now, so do you have to have like a witness, like an attorney or somebody like that? Okay, see, there's some sort of an official
binding
contract. Going on there.
Yes.
Yep. Got it. This brings us to sort of one of the things that I dislike about state-sanctioned gay marriage. If somebody out there who, say, a good Christian, I'm using quotation marks, decides that they don't want to offer the same benefits to somebody who's gay married as somebody who's straight married, I think they have the right to do that. I don't think that it's the right way to go about running one's business, but frankly, if I was gay, why would I want to work for that person in the first place, if that's how they feel? And so,
exactly.
What's that?
Yes.
So I don't think that if the government, it puts them in the position, some gay person who's an activist who wishes to use the force of government to force other people to feel the way they want them to feel, rather than to use social pressure, which is what I believe is a superior way of doing this. It would put them in a position to sue somebody for, sort of inequality or something like that, which is to say that, well, they offer benefits to the straight people. Likely what will happen, by the way, is an employer will just cease offering benefits if that's what it's going to come down to.
So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. And by the way, according to this UPI piece, there are only 6 states and the District of Columbia that allow same-sex marriages.
That's right, and New Hampshire is one of them.
Yeah. And I believe it's the only one that it's
was legislated,
the first one, but I believe it may still be the only one that it was approved legislatively by, quote-unquote, the people.
Meaning it wasn't brought
by a court.
Hold on. I thought when you say by a court, I thought that there was somewhere there were, like, the, what do they call them, when the people do petitions and they put it on a ballot?
I don't think so, but I may be wrong. I believe
it wasn't. It was legislatively passed.
It
has not gone before the people and the opposition.
But I mean, in other states, though, the other 5 states, was it all courts made the decision?
I think so.
There?
I don't know enough to say.
I'm actually kind of shocked by that. I thought that if we live in a time, we're here in the 21st century. I mean, even medical marijuana has done better than gay marriage. I thought for sure there'd be more than 6 states. There are, 14 medical marijuana states?
Yeah, but, when you count medical marijuana states, it depends on how medical marijuana-y they are. In some states, it's much more restrictive than it is in others.
That's true.
So, by no means across the board. So if you're going to count gay marriage, then you need to count gay civil unions at the same time if you're going to count all medical marijuana states in order to be sort of fair. Because in what you're counting is if a state allows one person to have medical marijuana, then they would be counted as a medical marijuana state. So if you're allowing some gay people to live in civil partnerships, then they should be added to that list that you're purporting there.
I don't want to give credit to bigots, but ultimately, even the bigots here in New Hampshire, the ones that were trying to get gay marriage repealed, even they wouldn't say we need to ban civil unions.
No, they were. Oh, there are some ridiculously bigoted people in New Hampshire.
I believe that, but the official side that I heard from the people that were speaking out against gay marriage were basically saying, well, you'd still have civil unions. Like, that was kind of the fallback position for them.
It's your consolation prize.
Whereas in North Carolina, it's
you can't
no
even
gay
have
marriage,
that.
No civil unions,
right.
No domestic partnerships.
Men and women.
Including straight people.
Yeah.
So, the difference in tolerance, even among the bigoted community, is pretty outrageous.
Yeah, marriage or bust.
It's sick.
I agree.
Is there anybody out there listening? Maybe you're in North Carolina. You'd like to comment on what has been going on down there. Or maybe you're somebody who agrees with this. Maybe you're one of the 61%.
I would love to talk to the 61%.
Yeah. If you are one of those 61%, or maybe you don't live in North Carolina, but you would have voted in favor of this, maybe you could call to explain it. Like, what's the big deal with somebody else having a marriage? And also, by the way, this also eliminates polygamy as well. So if I know a lot of places that's illegal.
I think that's pretty much illegal in all of the United States.
But it's also, you know, it's also anti-polygamous. If I want to have a marriage with two women, then not that I would want that, but if I wanted to do that.
You can't get one.
if I wanted to do that, then what would be wrong with that? And why wouldn't it be a marriage? 1-855-450-FREE.
As far as I'm concerned, 12 same-sex quadriplegics on unicycles should be able to get married if that's what they want to do.
The cry to the hills that came out in New Hampshire was, well, what's next? Will you be able
dogs
to...
Dogs and cats?
Dogs and cats, okay, your so brother or your
this
sister?
Is easy. This is easy. If it can consent to get married, then it should be able to get married. Okay? I mean, that's all it comes down to it. And as far as I'm concerned, if there's a problem with incest, it has to do, and by the way, it's not nearly as big as people make it out to be, but if there's a problem with incest, it has to do with procreation, not with getting married.
And birth defects and genetics.
So outlaw the procreation of brothers and sisters, don't outlaw the marrying of brothers and sisters. As far as I'm concerned...
I think that you don't need to outlaw any of that, because it's likely people are going to ostracize folks for that, and I think that's about
it's very weird
need.
Stuff. We've like, read a few stories on the air, and...
What good is putting somebody in a jail cell going to do if they've fallen in love with their grandmother?
I don't know.
That's not going to help that situation. It doesn't help somebody who has a drug addiction to put them in a jail cell.
Nope.
And it's not going to help somebody who's fallen in love with their dad or whatever to, you know...
It seems more likely...
bizarre stories out
there. It seems more likely to me that the incest laws propagate incest than they do to diminish it. Because...
Really?
Yeah, I don't think that there's anybody out there that has an opportunity to have sex with their sister who says, oh, it's against the law. I think that more likely, they're driven together by the forbidden fruit aspect of it being such a...
I wonder. I don't know.
You know, illegal topic.
It's valid speculation.
It's such a fringe and unlikely circumstance.
Well, what about the bizarre story where, like, and these, we've talked about these in the past, where, like, a brother will meet a sister, but they won't know because, you know,
right,
mom
they were separated at birth
or
whatever.
They got separated somehow, and they'll just, by circumstance or whatever, happen to meet, because it's a small world, and then somehow discover later on, after they've already fallen in love, that, oops.
I think really, Mark
it's been
really,
incest the whole time.
Mark really hit on it. It's a matter of consent. You know, I don't think in that particular story a societal norm can really be applied, even though I'm sure it was shocking to them after the fact to find out that they were brother and sister all along. But
there's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll free line. You take control. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Class, if you had over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn.
When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.